Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, we're back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the end of another crazy week. Ike, how you feeling?
Oh, brother Spike, it's Friday. It's a Football Friday. I'm feeling damn good. Cowboys this weekend. I don't care what Fritz says. I don't care what anyone else out there who agrees with him says. The blood still boils for the Sugar Blue. Jackie Baseball, how is your boy?
I don't believe you.
Yeah, Dallas sucks, man.
Happy non-tender day for the Major League Baseball. They have until 8 o'clock tonight to tender these guys' contracts. We'll see if they give it to everyone. When are we breaking it down?
You and Seltzer can do that.
When are we breaking it down? Stubby's back, by the way, we're good. Everything's fine.
Okay. Great to hear.
All right.
It's a big Football Friday. Football Friday is always such a big show on the WIP afternoon show. Goofy as hell, usually. Nick Kostos joins us around 2:45. Gets your picks ready for the weekend. Elliot joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's game day weekend forecast.
They're in a dome.
At 3:30. Doesn't matter. That happens at 3:30. 4 o'clock, Jaws. Tommy down the shore later on. Rios later on. Does Hugh hold on to the belt? It's going to be a big show.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you think Dallas Week is what it used to be or not, it is still a big game on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. We're in that 4 o'clock prime spot here on a Football Friday. And the Eagles have had a lot of controversy over the last couple of weeks. And they usually tend to come up big in the weeks when all of this controversy has happened. It's kind of a staple of the Nick Sirianni era. Aside from 2023, last couple of years, they've always come up big in these spots. Mm-hmm. And I think they probably will. But Sunday, I can tell you what is more important than beating the Dallas Cowboys. This is, Ike, finally a situation where something is more important than a win. And that is quieting the noise. And how can they quiet the noise that's around the team right now? I actually don't think it's specifically a win.
Oh.
They can quiet the noise by scoring a bunch of points. Run the ball all over the place. Pass the ball all over the place. When I think about this game on Sunday, I would rather have an outstanding offensive performance from the Philadelphia Eagles than a win. I will take the defense letting up some points. I feel like they're going to be okay, but I can't in good conscience think about what another week will be like around Philadelphia if they squeak out some ugly thing where they can't run the ball and they can't pass the ball. So Ike, on Sunday, I am proclaiming it more important to score a bunch of points and have a good offensive performance than winning the football game.
What is the thing that baffles me?
Yes.
You know, I'm listening to Jackie Baseball last night on the way home.
He had a point.
Jackie Stick to Baseball?
And yeah. I'm not going to tell you to stick to baseball. Listen, Jackie Baseball last night, and he's lost his damn mind because every once in a while he has these weeks where he does the whole, it's more important how they look versus them actually winning the game. And you,
yes,
no surprise, have somehow
he had a point.
Gravitated towards that as well.
He has a point. Quiet the noise.
You're wondering how it would be next week if
yes.
they somehow eked out a win. You know how it would be, Spike?
How?
Glorious.
It wasn't glorious this week.
9-2, win over your hated rival on the road in Dallas, further cementing your supremacy in the NFC. 9-2. We have a couple of things we need to check off the list. NFC East, back-to-back, number one seed, Super Bowl. That's what we need to do. We're going to knock off the Cowboys, take down the Bears, clinch the NFC East. Then we're going to focus on locking down this number one seed. We're going to knock down the number one seed so that we're hosting the NFC Championship game.
You could still do that with a
loss. Gives us a better chance to be in the Super Bowl. I'll accept gradual improvement each week as long as they're getting wins. The idea is somehow if we lose 34-31 or 31-27 and touchdowns and Jalen throws for 275
and Saquon runs for 123.
Yeah.
And yes, that would be better than winning the football game.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
It would be a nice little coping mechanism for us. Yeah, we lost, but at least the offense looked good.
Yes.
But to say that that's worth more or more important than actually winning the game is just crazy.
It'll quiet the noise. You know, we said earlier this week, what is the thing that could derail the Eagles? The Eagles. Mm-hmm. And what is that thing? It is the noise. And they need to quiet. We need to stop worrying about if the coaches are mad at Jalen and AJ's mad at this one and this one. And what can solve that problem is scoring a bunch of points.
I don't know if you know, some of us aren't really worried about that stuff.
Well, really? You can fit all of them in a very small room.
Well, I mean, not worried. I'm not saying not worried at all, but I'm saying the worry meter is more on the low end than it is on the high end.
All right. Well,
because as long as they win,
yeah,
it's the best deodorant.
Well, let me tell you, they've been slathering that deodorant on for the last couple of weeks, and I still smell the BO right under it. I smell the deodorant and the BO. It's like somebody who puts on a bunch of cologne and hasn't showered in a week.
Don't talk about Nick Costos like that.
That was me in high school. Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Tell the truth. Be honest. It would be nice if they scored the 37 points, lost 41-37. Fine. As long as we score 37 points.
Defense gives up 41?
Fine.
Dude, if they win 17-14, it's going to feel like a loss.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it feels F-A-F-L-A-L.
Hold the Cowboys offense to 14?
Who cares? We know the defense is good.
Defense wins championships.
Allegedly. Maybe. It helped last year. It was the main cause of why they won the Super Bowl. I understand. But also, the offense was better last year. It was more competent.
The running game was better.
I know it was better.
Yeah.
I know it was better.
The passing game is the same.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you... Never mind.
Yeah.
We're not derailing the show early. Just, there's no way you sit there on Monday. You're doing your victory on a 13-10 win.
I'm going to be rolling my eyes the whole time. Oh, how long is it going to do the victory? All right, we do have a next question because it is Cowboys week.
Yeah.
All right, now we very rarely do a sports next question. It's usually separate from sports, but today it is Cowboy related. So for next question today, you will call up with your sports point. We'll ask next question, and then we'll ask, who is your least favorite Cowboy of all time? Fritz, who's the least favorite Cowboy?
So I'm taking a big answer off the board early, and I'm going to go with Zeke Elliott.
Oh, he's Zeke. Annoying.
Because first off, he fell forward. You know, would you appreciate a running back? Except when it happens against the Eagles. Yeah. And the feed me drove me nuts.
And the belly shirt. We had the belly shirt out of Ezekiel Elliott, the Harrison Bader-esque belly shirt. Yeah. He was pretty annoying. Ike, now, look, you have a different experience than we do in that you played against many of these Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, he dominated the
Dominated the Cowboys.
Dominated them, man. I really did, man. 10-4 against those guys, man, during my 7 years here.
Your least favorite Cowboy of all time.
My least favorite Cowboy of all time. Wow.
Most hated. Mm. Maybe make that more fun.
You know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Emmitt.
Real? Oh, yeah. You still have a thing for Emmitt.
I'm going to go with Emmitt.
I thought you were going to say Aikman.
Well, I've liked Aikman as a commentator.
Yeah, right, well, and he's liked Aikman more because
Jalen's more like Aikman.
Yeah, right.
I've become a little more appreciative of Aikman.
You just won.
Yeah, watch how the tide turns.
So I'm going to go with Emmitt. And
what was it about Emmitt?
You know what it was? And there's an arrogance to Emmitt.
Yes, yeah,
I
for
think
sure.
Still. Emmitt enjoyed rubbing it in the face of Eagles fans.
Uh-huh.
He loved coming here. I think, I'm going to have to check the stats, I think the Eagles are the team he's got either the most rushing yards against or the most touchdowns, or maybe both.
Could be both.
But
yeah.
Obviously, they play twice a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, he relished in beating the Eagles. And when we were out there
in Minnesota,
yeah,
I was going to ask about
that. Yeah. Yeah, we were out there, and he was across from us during Radio Row. And we're doing the Eagles chants and EAGLES, and he's doing his whole shut up, and that's nobody likes you all. So Emmett leaned into the rivalry as well.
He did,
which you appreciate.
So y'all can appreciate that. So I'll go with Emmett.
So most career rushing yards against any single team is the Eagles.
Okay,
2,466, and most rushing yards in a game 237 against the Eagles in 1993.
Wow. Ooh, I missed that one.
237.
And that was still
That's a lot of
rushing. A lot of great Eagles in the 93 defense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Emmett.
All right.
Yeah, he had his good days against us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So my answer is not an answer anybody else is going to have. And you know, my favorite players are usually weird too. They're not usually the star, right? It's usually some other guy. I found Steve Berline incredibly annoying. Steve Berline was the early 90s. He was back of quarterback. I think he started a few games too.
He helped him in that 92 season.
He did. I always found Steve Berline, I don't know what it was about him, because they had a lot of annoying backup quarterbacks. Jason Garrett, of course. I don't mean to take him off the board. But I always
he bothered me as a coach more than anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, he bothered everybody as a coach. The clapper.
The clapper.
The clapper. So mine's Berline. All right. 215-592-9494. You have a choice. The Eagles can either look awesome on offense on Sunday, lose the game, or just win the game, but you get an ugly performance from the offense again. And next question, give us your most hated Dallas Cowboy of all time. Yeah. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, listen. Ain't nothing more important than a victory. Ike Reed style. Listen, I don't know what y'all done got into. Like, I don't know if it's like, I know Jack Fritz is a huge LeBron James fan, and the stats that LeBron James have, like, incorporated into the world of, hey, like, if I have the best stats, that considers me the best. Yeah, I don't know who started this philosophy, but nah. Listen, I don't care if we beat them 7-0 and A.J. Brown still crying. That's okay.
Yes,
I'm
you
a
do.
Fan.
You can. Listen, you can.
I'm a fan. All I care about is my team winning. You know what I'm saying? But if we go out and we explode on them, pause on offense, hold up. You think they going to beat us? If we have an on –
Well,
but
that's the choice.
Ain't
going to
be no either or. If we show up and put up 35, 27, it might be a blowout. You know what I'm saying? This defense come together. Also, I don't know if y'all listen to the Exciting Mike's podcast.
No.
Might have been some underlining messages in there from the Exciting Mike. They said, on defense, we don't care about stats. We just care about winning football games. We just want our teammates. We celebrate with the – I don't know. Relationship with captain. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure there is a subliminal message. Times. Yeah. Yeah.
They brought it up a few times. I'm just saying. They said it a couple times in their messaging.
See, so, Corey, you know the difference between you and me? You want to win one football game. I want to win a championship. And that's the reason that I think offense is more important, because you might not care if all this stuff festers and festers and festers, but it could cost them wins in the future. I want to quiet that, make it go away. They need a nice, calm week where we're just talking about football, and the only way that happens is if we score a bunch of points. It's the only way.
You're like OG. Y'all play the long game. That's why y'all don't get along, because y'all more similar than what you think. You know what I'm saying?
You could be onto something.
The reason why I do this one time, because, like, listen, if we win this game, next week is a different story. I'm a one game at a time, because this is the problem. We look great versus the Giants and the Vikings.
right? And now we back talking about the same stuff we was talking about at the beginning of the season. That's why that don't matter to me. Win games, situational-wise, that week, we'll figure it out that week. I don't care about none of that other stuff. Win the game, W-I-N. And, but I already told y'all, Virtuoso coming on Sunday. Three tubs. We might put up a 50, 60-yard rushing game, too. We might.
Oh, I like that.
Wow, good. Yeah, yeah. We'd like
also,
to see
I got
to
make an announcement before I give y'all my Cowboys.
Okay.
I need the credit to be as loud as the disrespect. That phone sound good, don't it? I figured it out.
What was it?
Hey, I called my IT people. They said when you got the hot spot on the phone, it interferes with the connection of radio services.
Wow.
I'm glad you figured it out. I give you credit.
That's how invested I was in the show. I was calling people and everything. Give me my love, baby.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it.
You got to give you credit for
it. It only took us a year.
Hey, but look, the most hated Cowboy is no question Orlando Scandrick.
Oh, that's a good one.
Scandrick, man. Yes.
Scandrick. I'll highlight y'all. Go buy it, baby. Right. Yep.
Wow, credit to Corey.
Yeah, he actually investigated.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We kept complaining. It was hard to take him seriously because the thing about Corey, the reason I like Corey as I've got a couple of questions from listeners. Why do you always lead off with Corey? Corey brings it. When I ask the question, Corey answers the question, brings it, brings energy. But when he's cooking and there's beeps in every other word, it's really hard to get invested in what he's saying.
It's true.
It sounds silly. Yeah. So I appreciate Corey for doing that. All right, 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike. Hey, boo.
What's up, boo?
Jackie, baby. What's popping? We back in the win column, baby. We looked good last night.
Hell yeah.
But, what up, Yoshi?
Listen, man, this, you know what, I want wins every dag on game day. But I do want some points because I want to shut Jack and Spike up and everybody else with a whole lot of points.
So you got a choice. Which
really,
one?
No, I want the win, but I want the points to shut y'all up.
Yeah, but you can only pick one. Why does nobody understand this? You can only pick one.
I want the win then.
Okay.
Want the win.
Okay.
But at the same time, this is so weak. This is why you let Andy Bull knock you out and smile about it every time you tell people. This is why Jack brags about scared to fight. Because y'all always taking this weak mentality mm-hmm. that you all have. Like, oh, he punched me in the face four times, but at least I didn't fall down. That's dumb. Who wants a lot of points in a loss? That's stupid.
Well,
because then y'all gonna complain about that. Y'all will complain about that too. So I'd rather take the win and y'all complain because we can keep saying Jalen keeps winning. That's what I want. And I feel like we're gonna win. Don't call up here this week today, everybody talking about 38-6, because that's why we ain't scoring no points in my conspiracy mind. Everybody every week got a 40-point blowout. We just gonna have a good game, not no blowout. Don't get no predictions. Don't take no predictions today. I don't want to hear it. I just want the W. I agree.
Yeah.
We're
going to take these predictions, though.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take
I know you are.
You write them down on Monday, whoever's closest.
Man, I got a lot riding on this, man. My phone lines are open. You know, I got North Carolina folks calling me. They ready to blast off on me, but I'm not going to have it. I got a guy. Pause. Yeah, big pause. And I got a guy at work that sit at the counter with his Cowboy helmet, and he predicting losses. You know what? We are 8-2. The two games that he didn't predict were saying that we would lose, we lost. Every other game, we have won. And he predicted that we will lose. So we're going to win this game, man. What's that? I feel like he's in my net roll.
Give it to him.
You got to get excited for Cowboys Week, man. You little weak guys. Oh, it's not even the same anymore. What's the name? It's just another game. You know, man, get out of here with that. And the question of the day is,
yeah,
what's the name?
Your most hated Cowboy.
My most hated Cowboy is, I forgot to say, Raquel Welch is a top 10.
Oh, a perfect. All right. Come on.
Raquel Welch.
Also, I looked up the hockey player today, and you might have a point.
When it come to let you know what a woman looking like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, If we were double dating back in the day, believe me, bro, you ain't guess what's in the third wheel or the fourth wheel. I'm going to hook you up. Any of my brothers, my homies will call and tell you, like, that boy didn't steer us wrong. Because the good-looking girl ain't had no ugly friends. I made sure the rock looked right. You know what I mean? Want no bad apples, no bad flowers in there. Everything was looking right. I'm going to lead you right, boy. Believe me when I tell you, boy. You won't be mad at me. You're going to keep congratulating me. Buy my drinks, my food, put gas in my car. Because you know we going to a good time. My most hated Cowboy, I can't stand Drew Pearson. I just can't stand
him. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Since that Super Bowl, he got up there and he was talking all that trash. I just can't stand Drew Pearson. His big mouth. God bless his soul.
Did he pass?
Hey, man. I love y'all. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Give me my net roll, Irie.
Yes, sir.
All right, Yosh. And I want to put this out there. You're not allowed to have both. When I say that the question for Sunday is you can either get an elite offensive performance and a loss or more of the same on offense and a win, you have to choose one or the other. Would I like both? Of course. That's easy. The question isn't, would you like to score a lot of points and win?
Right.
I would love to do that every single week.
Yeah.
You know, I just think they have to quiet the noise. It would be nice for the Philadelphia Eagles to not be a topic of conversation for controversy all week. And hopefully that would quiet it. I think that is a big deal. I know people want to say it's not a big deal. I think it would be a big deal. All right. Speaking of controversy, coming up next, Jeff McClain checks in. And you know, we know this, not on the show, but something from Jeff McClain's podcast. You know, when things are getting rocky, that's where Jeff McClain digs his heels in.
It's about time.
That's when he has always been at his best.
Drew Pearson's still alive.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, Drew.
Bless
good,
his soul
good
anyway.
Job,
yeah, just bless his heart.
Yes, yeah. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. So we will have that the report from Jeff McClain next. That is the choice. You can either have an elite offensive performance and a loss or more of the same on offense and a win. 215-592-9494 here on Football Friday. It is Dallas week, so next question today, give us your most hated Dallas Cowboy. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.